it seems to me that there is that tendency to want to be all about technique because it's flashy and it's amazing to watch and it's amazing to listen to. But if it doesn't have that soul, if it doesn't actually – isn't musical, then it's just fingers. It's
well,
just
there is one experiment to make. Just close your eyes and see what it does to you when you close your eyes. So you are not distracted by what you see. And so all the flash then become totally irrelevant. So it's not about the aspect, the external aspect that we have when we do what we do. This is not what counts. Even if you are a public performer, because after a while, people stop looking at you. They look at you with their eyes, but their eyes do not look anymore at you. Their eyes look at something else, which is through you. Basically, you need to have a return to you, to your soul, to your experience that talks to you. Basically, when we are into an art form, this is something which comes back to us immediately. We use it to elevate ourselves. And so we are grateful to performers, to artists in general, to any artist. So the thing is with letting the technique overwhelm you is a lack of maturity, basically. It's just a lack of attention to the content. It's not bad. It's just almost a waste of time. It's a lack of attention to which direction to take. Technically, it's very challenging. So we are happy to be able, technically speaking, it's great. But this is only a mean to an end. We use a technique in order to express something. So if we don't express that thing, I feel this is not that the musician is not a good musician, that this musician is not mature enough, and he needs to go through this process of internal questioning about what we do. And I think a lot of people do that ultimately, you know, because, you know, it's just the same thing. It's like, okay, what about yourself? Listen to what you just did and close your eyes. Listen to that thing. What does it do to you? You know, and very often it will be like there is honesty always coming about and say, oh, that's it doesn't mean anything, you know. But it's still very important to be technically able.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's a tool.
It's a tool.
Right.
Yeah. It's a tool and it's a never-ending learning curve. Never-ending. We always need more technique in order to do what we do. And sometimes we need even more technique to do very simple things because it's very difficult to do simple things. What is simple is that the music speaks directly to you. And that's what counts. So I think if we start knowing, feeling what we are looking for, we are on a good path. Then we start canalizing this technique and what we need to do. You know, but if we don't, then we are a bit blind. We don't know exactly why we do what we have to do. And you know, so you can spend a lifetime doing scales and being agile. But the project is very important. The project, what is the project behind it? You know, as far as I'm concerned, I have a lot of projects. I can hear a lot of things that I would like to play that I'm not able to play, but this is really keeping me alive, full of hope.